Hello, and welcome to Stephen Tries Pog. What? How do we start this? Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 30, I think.
Really?
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Welcome to the podcast, Cameron Green.
Hey, hey. Got Cameron. Sexy top.
Joe McGrath.
Thank you. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Your man,
dog.
It's not cute when you do.
It's like Harry Potter.
What is?
Do you know in number 3, the wolf?
I'm worried that you doing that, every dog within a 3-mile radius now knows that call already.
Yeah.
For the direction.
They're all running around the living room.
Darling!
Just shit all over the carpet.
One minute in.
You started it.
Yeah, you howled. I howled. No, they barked.
You're the one that's got the encyclopedic knowledge of when dogs are in movies.
I barked, I howled.
I'm Matt Smith.
Hello there.
Speaking of dog shit.
Stephen's haircut.
Steve, have you had your teeth done?
No.
They're very white. They look great.
I got a new toothbrush head.
Nice.
They look really good.
How long did you get the old one?
Too long, you know.
How long's too long?
A year at least.
A year?
Yeah.
One toothbrush head.
That's a long time for a toothbrush head.
It's kind of a long time.
Is it?
How long do you have your teeth? Do you brush your teeth?
Fuck off.
So you went like that after.
I know, yeah, because my pearly whites.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Good, thank you. I thought I went to see.
I'm not about a dog.
No,
sorry, sir.
No. I am the man with the dog.
I thought it was a stray.
I went to somewhere to see about my hair. To see if I need a hair transplant. Right.
No.
So this is in a weird farm. Outside of Wilmslow, red flag straight away, and it was all about. I was just going to go and have a consultation about it.
I am not buying this. You went to a place where there's animals. After the judge,
I was like half an hour late. I said, went in there and straight away I just started laughing because the waiting room's just full of balded men. And
you
I'm
shocked
like,
me.
Oh, for fuck's sake, this isn't.
What
good.
Did you expect?
Lovely heads of hair.
I don't know, I wanted to see some. There was a lot of befores in there. I wanted to see some afters. Do you know what I mean?
You'd be in the waiting room, though. Like
fucking afros or something.
You want an afro?
No,
I don't want an afro. That costs a lot of money.
That'd be amazing.
But good news. Good news.
Ooh, great.
I don't need the transplant.
There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, there's
you're beyond health.
No, I need treatment.
Yeah. What?
So, essentially, this guy whacks out this camera. Which is like can zoom into each individual hair molecule and you can see it, right? And he was like, listen.
He wasn't there for long then.
No, no he was.
Easiest gig.
All three of them. That's 500 quid.
What he saw was that my hair molecules are still there. Is it follicles?
Follicles,
yeah.
Follicles are still there, but they're either very thin hairs or, do you know, a follicle can bring 4 hairs a follicle, right?
Yeah.
Mine are only doing 1.5. So he was like,
and a half.
We'll get you under this laser twice a week, twice a month, free year. You should be fine.
Free year?
Not free, Christ.
I thought you said free for a year.
No, for a year. So I've got to go in there twice a month for a year now. Take some meds, put a little bit of gel in my hair, this thing, and then hopefully I'll be like, whew.
Did you see the like before and afters of that treatment?
He did. He showed me some before and afters that he'd taken himself. They're all right.
Himself.
The Photoshop's a powerful tool.
Yeah.
Is it, do you think?
I'm picturing when he said to get the animal hair on. There's a load of people walking at like Dennis Rodman with half a cow's arse on the red. Thanks, Doc.
So, yes, that's what I've been up to.
That's amazing. Well done.
So, yeah.
I'm excited to see the results.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
This could be a before and after.
Yeah.
Can I ask how much roughly is it? Would it be cheaper to go to Turkey?
It's about a couple of grand.
Wow.
Jesus. Buy a wig, mate.
But
tearing a can.
For a year.
Yeah.
So spread out over 12 months.
Sure.
Whereas a hair transplant.
Little woods of hair transplant.
Hair transplant is about $4,000. Well, that's. You need to give it them then.
Wait till they bring this out on VeriPay.
Klarna.
Yeah. So, yes, hopefully, if we do
my hair's going out this month.
In a year's time.
There'll be folk going to the government trying to get a Barnet on tick.
You imagine
to hear this.
Imagine if I look like you.
Your hair.
God, that'd be good.
Well,
wouldn't
why are you supposed to put the hair there?
Expensive.
Yeah, what about the rest of it?
Oh, yeah. Of course, the rest.
When it grows, Will it grow to just like a certain length, or just carry on growing forever and ever then? And
no, it will carry on growing to a certain length, whatever that year gives me. I can then pay for another year, but I won't.
So you'll have the same haircut then for the rest of your life, presumably?
Yeah, because you'd be too afraid to get rid of it, because it's a 4 grand hair.
Fucking, I'm a bit scared, actually.
Is this for the wedding?
Yeah.
With that in mind?
With that in mind, so we won't be getting married till after.
I can see it happening, and what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
He's going to shave your head at some
point. Oh, don't shave. No.
Why are you saying it to me?
Because he pointed out to you.
He definitely would.
Oh, I bet one of the I bet one of the punishments is...
It will be.
It will, yeah.
It'll be something absolutely terrible.
The person who's obsessed with that is Tom, and he's not here anymore.
That's true.
He was obsessed with the idea of shaving Ryan's head when he's asleep.
But he's still online, though. Still sending messages to Stephen. Stephen's going
to
say...
Do you not speak to Tom anymore, no?
Oh, I messaged him. He didn't reply.
I messaged him and he didn't reply.
Surely. The amount of times you've heard him, I've heard.
I always reply to him in... I would reply and I'd say, no, I'm not going out, Tom. There we go. So fucking get it right, Tom, yeah?
Cameron.
Yeah.
Luscious Locks.
They come to me soon.
They take some upkeep, telling you.
Do they?
Telling you, yeah.
How much?
You know, give Annabelle a couple of quid, go B&M, get some conditioning.
You have a personal shopper.
Can you not go to B&M yourself?
Not a personal shopper, I'm a busy man. I'm a real busy man.
Yeah.
B&M's good though, isn't it?
I can't argue with that.
Do you like B&M, Steve?
I don't really go shopping.
Really? Never to B&M? It's great.
He looks at me for I'm a personal shopper, this man.
I go to Sainsbury's, but
doesn't even buy his own toothbrushes.
You'd like B&M.
Why would I like B&M?
Why? Can't tell him.
It's just everything you could ever want in B&M.
Why don't you go then?
We'll go now, if you want.
Annabelle, you go. You like the bags. You like the lights and shops.
What kind of split personality things do you think I've got? Where I'm mean.
I've got tinner steak and kidney pie.
Where's my Frey Bentos? You bitch.
Have you
it wasn't me that
he
was.
Yeah. What?
You give me a Frey Bentos.
I've tried a Frey Bentos. It's not that nice.
On a video.
Never on a video.
You should do.
Yeah.
You should
Why?
Do.
Why?
Yeah, a bit of content.
Can I be honest? Content. Food reviews are a lot more interesting when you're trying something like that. Something in a
tin. Yeah, some shit.
Oh, right, I've gone to this takeaway in Altrincham. Whatever. I'm having a pie from the World War times.
That's been kept in a tin. Spam as well.
And what you could do is go to the takeaways with a Frey Bentos and angrily demand that they cook you this.
Or just fry it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you fry a Frey Bentos?
You can fry anything, couldn't you, mate?
Is that true?
Of course it is.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah.
Instant, like, pulmonary embola. Or whatever.
Fry a pie. That's a great video. Fry a pie.
I like that. Yeah, I'll go for it. Yeah. You'd have to fry a pie, but it'd be bad. That'd be lethal.
If anyone could, if it was possible, I'd have done it already. Guaranteed, I'd have done that already.
But you can. You just put oil in it.
Annabelle's been in Amsterdam the last few days. I've ate like a pig.
Pardon?
While Annabelle, I've just picked up this morning for Amsterdam. While she's not been there to, like, rein me in. I've had
like what?
Just had a big trough.
So she leaves first night, and I had like a whole pizza ready to rumble, which is too much for me anyway. But I thought, might not be enough. This best do some chips. Add that
pizza and chips.
No
love
fucking
it.
Worries. Add that. Oh that. God, I'm full after that. Next day, I go shopping, and because she's not there to do it for me,
yeah, boo.
Get some burgers, and I think I'm gonna have two patties on one bun. I'm gonna be a bit naughty here. Do it and realise there's too much for one burger. I don't want to waste it. I'll have to have two burgers. And I think, well, I can't just have two burgers. I'd best make some chips.
Oh, you made more chips. You're constantly churning out chips.
That chip fryer's on. It's not been turned off.
Chip fryer.
You want the active fryer? The air fryer makes
some air fryer's
nailed
good.
On
the
every
air
time.
Great.
And then,
are they good?
Yeah, fuck me, man. Yeah.
You'd love them.
Think I go through three fields worth of potatoes a week because my air fryer is not enough.
You get them from the same firm he gets his air from.
No air fryer. That's what they call me. Look at me after.
That's not a spud, that's Joe.
No, I paid 4 grand for this.
Fuck. I'm worried now.
What they have next night then? I went and bought a rump steak. I'll have a salad.
You're living it large, aren't you?
Well, that's it. Thought,
potatoes and veg.
I'm going to have a steak with this salad. And they made the salad. No, it's not enough, Dad. I'll see if I can't stick it on a sandwich. Stick it on a sandwich and make like this.
Kind of a sandwich,
fucking nailed on. I make all this shit and I make me little sauce with the garlic and the coriander. I've got loads left and I think, God, I don't want to waste the garlic and coriander.
Yeah, yeah,
stick it on some
sauce.
Chips. And as soon as that was finished, I rolled off the sofa. I'll sleep here tonight.
Did you sleep on the sofa? Could we probably go upstairs?
Yeah. There'd be a fucking stain on the floor from where I was just like... No. Oh,
you're a burglar's dream after a big feast.
Yeah, get back to it.
Very different version of Home Alone, that.
Move out of the way of the door.
Not the air fryer.
Yeah, I bet like an absolute pig. No regrets whatsoever.
Imagine you as like a vicar and you've got the bread and wine. We could do with some gin.
I'll answer. I see you got this bread and this fish. you're chip. Telling me you're the Messiah and you're not made chips.
Have you ever received the bread?
I might have done, I don't know.
Have you received it?
No, that's why I don't go to church, mate. And like, they don't even put fucking wedges on.
Enough for catching.
Where going. It's Elvis and B&M, I'm telling you, you're not special to
church. You're spreading the word.
And I have got you a little present. Do you want your little present?
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Yay. It's
for my birthday.
I thought, what? While he's when got the kids, they're not the way we bought it from.
July. This is...
There you go. It's the ugliest, most horrible kit
wow.
I've found on the internet.
Wow.
Poured it
on. That is Sanji Man, it. Who I have worn before.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, beautiful.
Mate, I love a Muller Rice.
Check it out. Oh, check it out the bag and look at the old thing. No, wait till you see it.
No, I love this.
This isn't the reaction I wanted. I wanted him to like.
Well, he's happy, man.
I wanted him to think
he's
it's horribly ugly.
Okay. Who's on the back?
No one on the back, I don't think.
Commodore Miller. Commodore Miller.
The Yoga logo.
Commodore. I feel it's all right.
That's all right, yeah. I love that.
Everyone remembers the Commodore. Paris Saint-Germain's greatest ever player.
I think that's wearable at least.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, yeah. You look like cool. That.
Thank you very much, Cam. No. You're too kind.
Thank right. you, Cam.
I was hoping you'd be like sick in your mouth.
Not at all.
No, I think the Muller's really the brought everything together.
Oh, all right, fair enough then.
That's very nice.
To be fair, the Muller yoga does go with the rest of the calls.
It really
does. You know what they were doing? You know what they were doing?
Sometimes sponsors just look ridiculous.
Yeah. Muller, though, good at corners.
Yay!
He might have won this week. That's good, that.
What were you
going to
say, Max?
I just said, is there a logo of a pram under the Eiffel Tower? What is that?
Yeah,
why is there a pram?
Did you see a little?
I saw a little pram, yeah.
It's because they called Paris the cradle of life. So wow. That's where that's come from.
Who
it's
does
supposed
that?
To be the cradle oh, of
was
life.
Was that in the history episode
they've,
you did?
They've changed the logo now. Though.
No, it's just right, a oil can.
just a word, Muller.
Thank
that's,
you very much.
That's really nice, mate.
I've definitely had worse kits.
Oh, yeah, I can see one.
You the one you're wearing now.
Hey! There it is. 2 seconds apart.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Doing this like a big corner.
Did all of us say that at the same time?
No, you and Max did. Pretty, but you beat him.
But you said it to Steve and I said it to you.
Oh, what the fuck?
I think it's nice.
Well, that's kind of unnationalistic.
You get rid of that, it's very nice.
Are you not in England? You're not supporting England this? You're not
no, I'm,
fever.
I'm supporting Switzerland.
No. Oh, did you get him in a sweep?
Sweet. Yeah.
It's all right, that.
Yeah, really good.
I got is Argentina it? And France.
No. France will do well.
You know, the Ballon d'Or winner gets injured and then Argentina lose to Saudi Arabia. And they're off to a great start.
Do you reckon they're just doing it to wind you up?
I reckon so. I wouldn't put it past them. Not one bit.
I didn't do what Zoe got, Iran. However, in her work, the worst team gets a prize as well. I think that's nice.
Is that figured out by goal difference and all that, basically?
Yeah. I said to her, Iran have got terrible women's rights. You say, as a feminist, I don't want this team.
It's true.
She probably could have got away with that little HR issue.
I've been scouring the Swiss about their female rights. But
How are the Swiss right. and their female
okay,
rights?
I think.
I'm going to go on a train in Switzerland soon, I think.
Nice.
The trains are mint. Have you ever seen a train in Switzerland?
I've been on a tram in Basel. Hang someone up your head, Joe.
Just really nice trains.
Really?
Yeah, Google
that's
it when
me,
you
that's
get
me sold. That's me sold 100%.
So come.
Yeah.
I'll have to check my calendar. I might be washing my hair again that day.
Speaking of...
takes a lot of washing.
I won't.
What are we speaking of?
Trains.
Kits.
Basil.
Yoghurts.
Trains and women's rights. You can
oh,
only,
women's
you can,
rights.
You can only
rights.
Pick one. You can only take one.
Joe, you've been DJing shopping centres.
Oh, yeah.
With Max.
Have you?
With me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I've...
What the hell? What?
Right, let me tell you this, right? So, I was DJing the Shopping Centres of the UK again. Right.
You must have heard.
Again?
Yeah, did last year.
They loved you so much, they brought you back.
Oh, mate, Bristol...
How did you find that playlist?
Play FM. Bristol, Birmingham, Leeds this year, no Manchester. So, I didn't have a hometown gig,
the
sadly.
The world tour.
I thought I was going to make a little poster. But I didn't. What he said, DJing from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Right,
those nurses have it easy.
Just basically, what I did was I got up I made like a really long playlist and just pressed play.
You did your shopping, didn't you? Yeah, it was on.
Do you know what? I'm never want to do this.
Studying B&M. That's me though. that's one of mine.
So what it is in this little, they've built this. There's a brand that built this scary house.
Nice.
But so for insurance reasons, only 4 people can go in this little scary house at a time.
Right.
So it means that the families are often in the queue for ages.
Yeah.
So they learned from last year, and this year they brought a magician along to entertain the families. And I was building up to this magician. And when I saw him, I couldn't fucking believe it. I texted Steve straight away. When you got to see this magician.
He does look similar to you.
Have you got a photo? Do you want to get a photo? I've got. Give me a second.
It's Magic Ian making some more money.
That's what I was thinking. Magic Ian.
Chat amongst yourselves.
I'm still picturing him stood there like, clean up on aisle 10. There's a dirty tune on the mount. Another one of mine. Shabba.
Well, like you said, they learned from last year. Joe was definitely in that queue. It's causing a fucking problem.
Burn it. Hurry up in that house.
It's not even a DJ. She's got his boombox next to him in the queue.
Right, here he is. This is...
Oh, fuck off.
Let's have a look.
This is one of the pictures. It's fucking Max, isn't it?
No!
It's one of Max's characters, isn't it?
What are you going on about?
Let me find another video.
It's a fat guy with black hair. Brilliant.
So narrow. He looks like a Pixar character.
Can I show you a video?
Yeah. He looks like Rafa Benitez.
He looks a little bit like you.
You know,
right, let me send you a video of what he looked like as well. No, that's just us dancing. I sent it to you, didn't I, Steve?
Yeah.
There we go, my conversation. He was really good, but he was a mind reader as well.
Ooh,
yeah, he's a mind.
Right. Fuck off, I don't look like him. I look like me.
Press play on that.
Whose mind's he reading there?
He looks fucking stressed.
He was stressed.
He's read your mind, isn't he? That's what he's scared of. This guy should be in a food court.
Why is he just hanging around the talk? He's got
He looks like me standing outside a scary house trying to get people in. Thanks, mate. Brilliant.
Only 4 allowed in at a time. Just your kids. The adults can't come in. Just your 2 boys and girl. I am too a magician. I'll make your kids disappear. I'm reading their mind. They go, nah!
Cheers, mate.
Karen, you've moved house.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Shit, that long.
Yeah. Oh. How's it going?
All right now.
Yeah.
All right now, baby.
Great song. Was that in your playlist?
Yeah, it was.
Is it?
Don't just lie.
It might be easier to the same songs that weren't in the playlist.
Such trepidation.
Get us in a haunted house. We don't want to be near him anymore.
It's soundproofed today. Come
on. So they can't hear the screams. Everyone's screaming coming out that house. It would be really fucking scary. Don't let me go back out. Let me stay. Please. Welcome to the Show Tunes Hour.
I was listening to Katy Perry. A lot of Katy Perry in my playlist.
Jeez.
Firework, Raw.
House move. Yeah. Oh, pain to move into. Place was filthy. Absolutely filthy.
And now it's just covered in grease and chip stains.
Chips. The outline of where I've been on the floor. Dripping grease. Why is there a Frey Bentos on the ceiling? Oh, we're looking for that.
Banana sandwich.
They're sticky when you fry them. Knock us some chips up there. With your yeah, it's filthy when we moved in.
Really? I hate that.
Had a nightmare with the letting agents who were like, I rung them up and was like, you're all right, love. It's Cameron Green here from blah, blah, blah. She's like, hello, podcast. Love. Are you all right? Like, no, I'm pretty fucking far from all right, actually. Oh, no.
You moved into the wrong house then?
She basically told us they could only have a cleaner in. This house's a fucking shit stain.
That's my house.
And there's some fucking weirdo playing music on your lap. Loads of Katy Perry. She said, we'll have a cleaner in. We can only get them in like next week. And it needed doing straight away. So the landlady's dead sound and has like paid us for doing all the cleaning. But when you move into a new house,
she paid you?
It's not what you want to do. Yeah. She paid us to basically do the cleaning, like knocked it off the rent.
Oh, nice. Oh,
so we've actually got like a month's rent for about 150 each.
We just keep cleaning it and she'll keep taking the price down.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well,
yeah.
The thing is now, when we move, if we don't get the deposit back, I could literally set fire to the gaff and like blown it up. And still it'd have been in a better state than when we moved in.
Yeah, fair, wow.
So I'll definitely get all the deposit back and we'll be laughing. So I literally can't lose in the end.
Yeah. Nice. Why are you thinking about losing your deposit already?
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, if you wait long enough, everything that's bad eventually.
Do you reckon the last people got their deposit back?
Oh, you should fucking hope not. Mm. Sweet Jesus of Nazareth. If they went and saw a penny of that deposit back, that'd be miraculous.
Yeah.
Because they live like animals. They live like great, big, hairy, afroed pigs.
this is not ideal.
Fuck off.
What? Next is Max.
Fucking fat, next is hairy, Max. What have you been afroed.
You had to go in.
What a segue.
Like,
oh, no. We're not on the radio now.
I was saying what we were on about before with the animals on the farm who all had, you know.
The hairy animals.
He's going to say fat, fucking hairy afroed pigs. And Stephen's going to say, speaking of which, Max, what have you been up to?
Next
fucking
Max,
wanker.
Max, what's he been doing?
Yeah. You prick. Fat, hairy afroed pigs.
He said
Max,
it once and then came back to it.
No!
And added afro.
Speaking of people that live in homes, Max, what have you been up to?
Lost mine, man.
That's so. I'm
even worse than what he said.
Oh, have a couple of quid, you afro pig. Go get yourself a shave.
I'm not going to waste the money on a shave. Buy food with it. thank you, Stephen. Yeah, good man. Cheers.
What? We don't. What?
Well,
I'm
working.
Go on, Jeff.
How's work?
It's all right, mate. You know, giving customers drinks, getting some money in return.
Nice.
Putting it in the till, never to be seen again. What else? Got my internet.
Nice. So got internet.
Yes. Do you know what? The feeling of doing a speed test, it's saying 5 megabits a second. Doing it when the internet's in, it says 600.
Wow.
Fucking blown back.
Good. That's
yeah. Cool.
You got what? Blown back?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
One of the perks is the guy sucks you off when he puts the thing in.
Oh, that's crass.
Fucking weirdo, Joe.
Got me Virgin Media then.
Hey!
Are you a virgin if you get a blowy?
No, that's me, mate.
Anyone ways to find out in there?
To the church. Grab the chips. Tom turned 30. Well done, Tom.
Well done, Tom.
No, he didn't.
32, wasn't it?
32?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprised me.
Getting up there, isn't he?
We did a little video message for him. Joe, he's in Vietnam, not Venice.
I got it. I was nearly there.
Yeah, do you remember that scene, Apocalypse Now, on the gondolas?
It's sinking! It's sinking!
Oh. That scene in
did you cut that bit out?
Charlie Sheen's getting shot in the back and he was this close to getting his gazpacho.
My granddad can't actually sleep anymore because he gets Venice flashbacks.
Bolognese sauce everywhere. You got his age wrong. Yours was fine. Ryan's was the least effort, though. Really? Hey, Tom. Happy birthday. We have a good day.
That's it. That's it.
32, though.
Yeah, man. I've messaged Ryan to ask for a favour.
There we go. Get you in the school.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Why'd you mind?
Don't come over to me, mate. You weirdo.
Holding nonce.
What?
Save it for when you're doing St. John's on the weekend, mate.
What's happening? What, the ambulance?
No, oh, it's a shopping centre in Liverpool.
Oh.
I'd have gone to the shopping centre. I know you get it. I asked Ryan to do some little messages as a Wickham fan to say, how are England getting on? So I just needed him to answer on this thing, do you think England will win the World Cup? And this was 4 or 5 days ago, and he's like, yeah, sure, man. I don't know if he's still thinking about it or what. Or whether he's just waiting till
really?
He was the 10 minutes to send the video message for Tom as well. He's
I think his phone's been confiscated from him.
Yeah, could be. Could be. I'd hope.
Send all his videos to Joe.
Sorry, mate. I went too far earlier.
Ryan. Tom's been travelling. He fell off his motorbike.
Did he? He's always injured himself, didn't he?
Yeah. He hurt himself.
Scraped his leg. Get better, Tom. Around the motorcycle.
Hey!
Probably at old age, mate.
Yeah, man.
Stick to that, Zimmer.
No, if it started, you'd probably
he'd have thought when he was fighting in Venice, he'd have learned all those years ago. Never mind, eh?
Anyway, Ryan's on tour. Nothing's really happened with that. It's boring. We should probably do the Beer 52
Beer 52.
Get it out of sync
there. I've forgotten
it's
been so long.
It has been so long.
Look at that.
Wow, fragile.
What's in there?
Guess what they're offering?
Ooh.
Hand jobs.
It's a free case of 10 beers for just £5.95 postage. A couple of snacks.
Oh, hello.
Thank you.
Well, now you're last to be offered. Pizzeria bites.
Oh, that sounds pretty
or
good.
Or roasted fava bean snack.
I don't want my father's beans, please.
Anyway, they're just a couple of the snacks they like to send. We wish you a merry beermas. I was thinking Merry Pistmas.
Nice, yeah.
We wish you a merry beermas. We wish you a merry beermas from Beer 52.
Yeah,
with the World Cup on and Christmas coming soon, my very good friends at Beer 52 are offering you a free case of not 8, not 9, but 10 delicious craft beers. Simply go to www.beer52.com/Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and cover the meagre postage of £5.95 to receive your free case of 10 unique beers now. I've been a member of Beer 52 for years.
How many?
The Cubs and Scouts, I was a member of Beer 52, Joe. Got that in your head? Each month, they send their members a case of beer from a different part of the world. World Cup on. Would you like a Swiss beer? That'd be great.
Oh, very nice.
What are you doing, Max? You're just looking emotional, staring at a beer. What happened with that drink in the past?
It's got Picasso-style artwork, which is very exciting for an artiste like me. Yeah.
We'll say.
I've got a contemporary IPA. I don't know what that means.
No.
I've got a Pilsner.
This one looks more you, Joe.
Thank you. I've got
a Manx beer.
All Sops. All Sops burger. Not burger. Pilsner.
Burger in can.
Review that. Yeah. But there is a thing. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's.
Do you know what? They're all very lovely looking, aren't they?
Yeah, I love them. Wouldn't mind putting some of these up on my wall.
Have you put a hole in your wall or
something? Oh, man, that's got me tipsy, man.
Yeah. I'm fucking crunk. They showcase the best independent breweries from across the globe, so there's no better way to enjoy good beer during the World Cup. Favourite country for beer?
England.
Jamaican.
Also included is Ferment Magazine.
Wow! Is that definitely not included in there? That's a shame, isn't it?
What?
The Ferment Magazine, that's a shame.
Well, they sent two of the cases, so maybe it's in one of them.
Bet the posties nicked it.
Oh, yeah.
If he's not on strike.
Snacks. Even if after all that, you're still unsatisfied, you can simply pause or cancel any time. Something my girlfriend does. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, to claim your free case now. That's beer52.com/Stephen. Thank you very much, Beer 52.
You're right there. Calm your
loyal sweetness. Anyway, it's time to... Ooh!
We've got some complaints, probably.
Oh. Even though we've not been on air.
Well, I'll write them.
People love to complain.
Chips,
I don't think we've had any new complaints.
Hey, we finally grabbed it. We did it.
Thank you, guys.
A perfect show.
Yes. Admittedly, you don't put them out anymore.
All it took was cancelling it.
Time for one of Max's father's beans.
Somehow we won, guys. Time to slag off a podcast.
Hey.
They're all shite.
This week it is, not all of them.
Oh, this one.
This week it is Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy,
more like Sloppy Presenter.
Yep. Not enough canned goods for one.
More like Sloppy Production.
Why?
I'll explain my gripe with the Sloppy Joe's podcast. First of all, my name's been hashtagged in every episode since I've been on. Not even involved.
Oh, that's not me, that. I don't even know what that means.
Joe, you're pretty much the face of it. You need to take control of that.
Which one's Sloppy and which one's Joe? We all know. Just make it clear. Just own the brand.
And then we've got... Max has also been been on the show. Why is his name not hashtagged? Yeah?
So I'm not rude.
Being rude. Yeah? Spiteful.
You are one of the most popular 9 out of 10 clubs.
Oh, the 9 out of 10 club. Swivel on that.
Just because you brought in fucking cereal.
Oh, can I say, Cheerios was what I represented as your favourite cereal. I gave a bit of a... it wasn't roast chicken. Great, 9 out of 10. Yeah, yeah. I get that. Mine was more of a conception. I can't go for a cereal that's 9 out of 10 for everyone.
Well, let's come.
Right, we do Joe. I'm ranting here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cheerios. It was mocked. It was laughed at. Next week, your co-presenter, Joe Smith, who holds the show together, I'll say. Oh, my favourite cereal's Cheerios. Why isn't it in the fucking 9 out of 10 club? Your favourite cereal's 9 out of 10. Everyone knows it. Second one was a protein bar. Oh, Stephen, you have to buy these yourself and bring them in.
I said we'll pay them back. We sent him money for the chicken.
I didn't get any money for that. Anyway, a segment just to feed Joe's gullet, is it? Because he can't last an hour of talk about eating.
You just handed me beers and crisps.
Yeah, I didn't make you pay for them.
Oh!
Prefer like red berry cereal, to be fair.
Special care?
No, there's an Aldi one called Harvest Morn.
Harvest Morn is
good.
Great budget cereal there.
Not fucking kidding. Yeah.
You would know it's budget.
Harvest Morn. No,
you wouldn't. You would because of the price.
Special K. Too crunchy.
You're on the one, Joe.
Gaddy.
Please welcome our next guest, Martin Lewis. Martin, do you like roast chicken?
His answer to everything is Harvest Morn.
Have you tried insulating your house with Harvest Morn?
His eyes love it.
This fucking guy.
Don't get any milk in it, or it'll ruin.
Disgusting.
Apologies, I'll do better.
Like I say, really like Joe Smith. Think he's really funny. Mm.
I love that. He's doing
all right. Bit gobby. You've upset me. Time for punishments. You did a punishment on your podcast, didn't you? Waxing. Seen that before somewhere.
No.
No, I lost. I lost a quiz, and then the punishment was to get my back waxed.
It's just, you know, just because we might be dead doesn't mean you can just rob from the grave.
So you had your back waxed on camera. That seems like more punishing for anyone who's watched that happening.
It was very.
Do you know it was? It was very hairy back.
That would be like someone laying carpet in reverse if you put the footage in reverse.
It was one of the most painful things I've ever had done.
So
you've had a sheltered life.
Have you ever been waxed,
Joe?
Have you?
I've got something to play now. Which
there's always surprises in the podcast.
Yeah, not with yours. There's a surprise. I'll ask you a question, Stephen.
But for us all, I think we can all take a minute to think.
Mm.
Have we got any goals that we want to complete by the end of 2022?
That sounds familiar, Max. Can?
Oh, goals, World Cup.
No. Focus now, focus. Bring it in. Bring it in, man. Do you remember the last final question that we did on this?
No!
Podcast? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Yeah, but that was ages ago.
No, it was about a month ago. And I say this that podcast was from 2 weeks ago of yours.
Fuck.
And I know what's the most shocking thing is I made it to the end of your podcast. But, Joe, whilst you weren't in that episode where I asked the question, you did edit it. So, therefore, you saw it for sure.
I did.
100%.
I did, but yeah, we just jotted it down. That's a good question.
It's lazy production on your part.
No, what's going on now? It's just a simple... No, there's not a fucking chance I'm getting that right. Not a fucking chance. No, there's not a chance. There's not a chance. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it.
Right on there. Right on there. Come on.
I can't. It's so painful.
You've got arms.
That's going straight in your head and you're going straight in the active fryer, boy. Come on, you cheeky little tater.
If you... Should we warm those up?
Where's it going to go?
I'll warm one up for
you. On my arms?
Yeah. Check it here.
What are you talking? I'm not giving my arms waxed.
Oh, you are.
What about my legs?
Okay, one leg, one arm.
No, I can't do my arms. On my ass.
What I like most is the struggle of pulling your pants up. Yeah, so just pop it up and that'll be good, Cam.
Whoa. Hey,
come on, we've got
another one. That's too much, that.
No, it's not. It's a punishment, Joe.
Fucking hell. You can fuck off. That's it.
Hey,
two.
Come on, that
two.
Waste
Cam.
Waste
Cam.
Yeah,
go.
Can't waste
stop
good wax.
Two. That's two. Stop. Fuck off.
No, we were speaking of women's rights earlier. Women have to go through this all the time.
Fuck off.
And you can't do it.
Okay, put another one. Four's too much.
We've all done this. It's not that bad. These aren't the proper ones. So we're
right, go on then. Just rip them off. Ah! Oh, God.
What? That's not a wax strip.
Fuck off, Cam. I don't want free. Right. Ah! Wax me bum. Right, go and rip that as hard as you can, Mac. Oh, no.
Go on, Mac.
Ah! Nice. Jesus, that's nice.
That is nice.
Do you
want to
keep
nice.
That?
No, give it to Cam.
Jesus, that's nice. No, please fold it, yeah.
Ah!
Well done. Great
that's
job.
That's really nice, actually. Looking at the chairs, come on.
Let's get paid for this.
Well done, Joe. Hope
well done, mate.
That's not
don't deserve a clap, but you did well there, mate.
Moving on to the news.
Hey!
Welcome to another podcast. I mean, you're having a podcast, but for some reason you've chosen to poach from us. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Influence is a good word.
How much, Joe, for us to wax your head? I'm not saying we're going to do it. It's one of those hypotheticals. How much for your head to be waxed?
Fucking hell.
Would it be like less than 50,000?
If it was
it's
5
just
grand,
a bit above
50,000.
50 to 100,000.
At least a couple more grand's worth of your treatment for next
yeah.
year.
Yeah, I'd want to carry on my treatment for a while.
So 60,000 to wax your head, you'd do it. Nice.
I always thought you should have shaved it.
Oh, I've got such a big head, Cam.
A proper hard case.
I've got, yeah, but card I don't want to be an hard case.
Yeah, hard as fuck, though, wouldn't you?
Mate, where a trilby, you'd be fine.
Oh, yeah, you could be a hat
fez.
Guy. You could become a hat man.
Fez,
oh, you'd be sick in a fez, mate.
Fez.
Yeah, you'd be amazing.
I'd love to wear a fez.
Why wouldn't you? A bit of culture.
Fezzy McGrath. Imagine you going into a takeaway wearing a fez.
That's actually true.
We need to up our game.
Where are fez's from? What part of the world?
Egypt.
Turkey.
Fucking hell.
Let's get the team together. Japan.
The hat shop.
You just culturally appropriate a different subset of people every day. Get a kimono.
Oh,
on a
yeah, sombrero. Sombrero.
Nice. I can wear.
But you make a mistake and you get a solero. The wasps!
Have you seen that guy, speaking of British people overrating themselves and stuff, there's a guy who's made a song about Jack Grealish for the World Cup.
Which one?
And he's like, he goes like, his name is Jack Jack.
Oh, not Jack. He's
the worst.
I've seen that. He's such a mad guy.
He's my boo boo.
He like he's dances. Boo-boo. He's like 44 and he dances and does TikToks.
I find it.
His name is Jack.
Awful, it's so awful. So funny. The
he's a bit of a like a wrong'un as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fucked. He's a really weird guy.
You remember before the Euros, there was a footballer. But nobody knows. Now it's the World Cup. And he scores his goal. His name is Jack Jack.
No!
I mean, first of all,
do you know him?
Knows.
Do you know him?
I only know this guy because Limmy keeps posting him saying, I don't remember doing this.
Jack Jack Greenish. His name is Jack Jack. Jack 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 Greenish.
Can you get the video? No, where he talks about the plane crash.
It's not got to my best bit. It's all right. Favorite bit.
He's my bubba. Oh, he's my boo 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 boo.
What does he mean?
He's my bubba.
Bubba, like
he's my boo 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 boo.
Something you'd call your partner.
Oh, right. So I thought he said
someone
barber.
Posted a picture of like England fans all topless with like the face paint on.
Like, shot of Steve Barber.
And he's going, he's my bubba. He's my boo 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 boo. He's my bubba.
He's my barber.
Oh yeah. He's just like,
I have to go to Qatar to get a haircut.
Just there with the blade. A little bit lower. A little bit lower.
Who's Rage? Who?
He's
fine. That's awful. Who does he think he's fooling?
That's so funny.
It's like that little kid who's in a
smelly bastard.
Have you seen it? That girl, she farts and blames it on a ghost. She's in like a utility closet doing a video. She goes, "There's nothing that works." And then goes, "What's that, you guys?"
I got really
I'm
into
scared.
Ghosts.
I didn't do that.
Joe DJing outside.
I got really into ghosts recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Netflix did a show. Have you seen the Netflix did a show? I'm not believing
the
ghosts.
You mean.
But basically, they put these ghost detectives in these haunted houses and they locked them in there for 28 days to see what they'd come up with.
Yeah.
And they're just not right in the head.
No.
Like
the ghost hunters.
Yeah, the ghost hunters. One of them thought he was then, about day 21, he'd been taken over by a demon.
Wouldn't that just happen to you anyway?
Yeah, I feel like you.
Us two in there. For 28 days, sure.
You come out bald all over.
Just us two and these speakers, Stephen.
Baby, you're a fan. 28 days of playlist, yeah. When do we start? With this button, shab it.
Using the Ouija board for requests.
Oh,
Gangnam Style it is.
Where did Gangnam Style?
Great.
Four
other people in the haunted house. For fuck's sake, I thought we were safe here. The one in shop with full foot, mate.
Yeah, just me doing fucking magic tricks outside.
Hey guys, it's me, Stephen, doing an ad read for Manscaped, because we filmed the podcast too early. Tis the season for clean balls. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. And by safe travels, they mean sex, I imagine. Grab some crop mops for your pops or the body buffer for the holiday lover. Win this year's white elephant gift and help all the men in your life go from eggnog to nice hog this December. And isn't that the spirit of Christmas? Hey, Grandad, that's a clean peen you've got there. Nice. You can do all this by going to manscaped.com and using the code STP20 for 20% plus free shipping. I imagine that's 20% off, not 20% of the product. Manscaped is a one-stop shop for all your holiday needs. They have the perfect gift in the Platinum Package 4.0, plus loads of little presents perfect for your stocking stuffers. What better holiday gift than giving the gift of good hygiene and a few laughs? That's so true. Manscaped offer a handful of their liquid formulations. Shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything they could need to keep it clean. Amen to that. Lastly, top off the stocking with the crown jewel for their family jewels, the Lawnmower 4.0. The electric razor's advanced skin-safe technology is a life-changer and known for reducing nicks and cuts on his Santa's sack. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STB20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use the code STP20. Manscaped, for a perfect gift that would be the holiday's biggest hit. Cheers. A Rubik's Cube world champion solved the puzzle in 7 seconds. I don't think that was a record, but Imagine that, 7 seconds. So he also completed nearly 7,000 in 24 hours.
Wow. I watched a documentary on it, a Netflix Rubik's Cube.
Are you sponsored by Netflix?
To the Rubik's Cube?
How much time do you have?
Well, this is a documentary. I don't know.
Why do you have everything we talk about as a Netflix documentary about it?
Is he a Chinese kid?
No. He's from England.
Is he? Yeah.
Forget his name.
The guy I followed was a Chinese kid.
Followed? Yeah. How are you doing there?
He's on number 30.
In the
journey. Give me a cameo.
In the journey, in the documentary, he's Chinese.
In real life?
I think so, in real life.
The documentary
would
imply it. That's
Yeah. So he goes for, and he wins.
Is that what's nickering?
They're in prosthetics.
You gotta stop talking.
Even then,
when you get to the point of like you can do 7,000 Rubik's cubes a day,
strong wrists.
Do you not think you go? I might try something else now. I might try and be good at something else.
Yeah,
no,
you're not gonna get fed up.
Sports.
It's just that, isn't it?
Yeah,
just that.
Do you think they're good at fingering?
Would he have had? Would he have had?
You can do that for 24 hours. Wow!
Is that why you've been
Chinese guys?
Why you've been following him around?
Yeah, you've got the tips, lad.
Moving on to
Tony.
A great segment.
Oh,
it is. It's going to be a little different this week.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
No, he's thousands of miles away.
the motorbike!
Joe sent him out there to find the moon.
The whole of Asia.
So, I do have Tom Looney's celebrity gossip, and I do have his response.
Great.
Oh, nice.
This week's celebrity gossip. Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski seen kissing on date in New York. Hey, Tom, what do you make of that?
Yeah, Pete Davidson spotted with a lady, and not for the first time.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Thanks, Tom.
Cheers, Tom.
You. Thank you very much.
Tremendous insight.
And the fact he can get that sort of scoop from Vietnam.
Oh, a scoop and a half.
That's amazing.
What I asked for in the ice cream parlour.
God,
that was terrible. Speaking of which, it's time for...
Fuck off.
It's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Okay. Of course, last time we did You Laugh, You Lose... Max did his, and nobody laughed.
What? That's insane.
Unfortunately, the audio cut out, so we couldn't even use it. But he did a great bit on Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. Yeah, I don't think you are. You can do it. You can do it.
Using a fast pass at the roller coaster rides.
They're at Disneyland. Yeah. Not the queue to see the Queen.
It was just a nice little bit about them doing that.
yeah.
But this week, I thought I'd change it up a bit because you know
for some comedy.
First of all, that was technically a laugh during my bit.
No, this stop much is yet to go. And what worries me is the desperate clutch at that bitch.
Lovely bit of a giggle there. Actually, no, it's a new character. It's
you
new...
should do stand up.
It's a new
giggle out of day. Nice, mate.
Somebody laughed outside, it counts.
You made a stand up. What about this cue up, mate? It's me, Ollie Willoughby.
It's 3 years ago, mate. Move on. Move on. A bit like I'm in a cue.
it's good to laugh.
We haven't started, haven't we?
So, as you all know, I do a lot of work with the National Association of Migraines.
You just tell me when to go, okay?
Yeah, of course I will. This is a great character I've been doing with them for a while now called Ed Ake.
That's genius.
And this is a talk that I give to the children at school.
You say migraines, it's not like you're harvesting wheat and stuff.
No, this isn't to do with farming. This is to do with pain in your head.
Oh.
And this is a great talk I gave to kids at schools. I used to,
like Ryan?
Sort of, yeah. I used to open for him. It was a chat I'd give about mixing up your medication. And this is Ed, who was meant to take paracetamol, but accidentally took laxatives, so you can start now. Hey, boys and girls!
Cheap.
This is cheap. He knows you're in. Okay, three, two, one.
Hey, boys and girls, I've done a whoopsie. Oh, God, my head hurts, but my bum does too. Oh, you wouldn't like that in the morning, would you? No, not at all. Hey, boys and girls, I've just shit my pants and my head still bloody hurts. I've got a migraine and a shitty bum. What the fuck's going on? A booby bum and a headache. That's...
That's so surreal.
Oh, fuck it, man.
What got me was like, there's a little, there's a cheeky fart.
There was a the cheeky was fart, like, pushed me over the edge. It was like, it was like a little...
I just was finished and then
it's eyebrow stuff. Oh, I like as you practicing that, going, will this work?
Well, that's that's a good talk I used to give to the kids.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for educating the youth.
Someone was blowing raspberries for a minute.
Now, I watched a film the other night called The Menu.
The Menu.
Is it good? The trailer looks really good.
They call it a horror. It's not really a horror. Mm. It's based on a restaurant that costs $1,200 a head. Your head costs about $3,000. What is the most you'd spend on a meal? And what would it be?
Oh,
great question.
Thanks. So imagine you're older. A lot of these people were. What's the most you'd spend on a meal? And go.
Are you getting a location involved here too?
And what would it be? So yeah, you explain. What would be the circumstances for you to splash out?
Maybe a couple hundred quid. It got me by the sea.
Can I have specifics here?
250 quid.
Nice. Okay.
By the sea.
Yeah.
And some
Blackpool. It is
lovely seafood.
Morecambe. Oh, yes, so please.
Annoying. I love and. Nice music, maybe a violin
you're
player.
You're DJing.
No,
I'm discount.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, recoup the cash.
You'd be lucky to get a violin player.
Why?
By the sea for 250 quid. How much do you think they cost for a
Yeah, well, I thought everyone's... It's not a private do, this, is it? It's not everyone
How
chipping
much
in.
Would you spend?
And this is
you?
Just on the food or the so, whole occasion?
So this is the meal. The circumstances around that, what Joe would pay £250 for, which I now think he's going to split to 125.
As long as we get, how many courses can I get? Well, four?
You tell me.
Four courses, soup, starter, main dessert.
Soup? £200 for soup?
Fucking good soup, French onion.
From France.
We had to fly them in France, or are you in England?
I don't really like France. Oh, actually, I do. Maybe we're in France.
You went to France for your...
Yeah, it was actually quite nice.
For tax reasons, you went for your French wing.
Did so that maybe, work?
I don't know yet. I've not done it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Jack.
I've done a boo-boo-boo-boo.
Did you get so excited about this meal?
Have you got a headache?
Your bowel loosened.
It won't be smelly that
way. Okay.
Got a migraine.
The sun's going down.
How do you know that?
How much are you paying for him to do that?
£200 head.
Hey. Very nice. There's a lot of pressure on me here. The sun's going down. Violin.
It sides out and tells me son. Good luck.
I got French onion soup on the go. Can I have salt and pepper wings?
Of course you can. Sure.
Right. Yeah. Nice main. Yeah, 200 quid.
You want a nice main for 200 quid?
Yeah, well, if it's a nice setting.
He's paying a couple of grand, give a bit. Half a main. Yeah.
And some nice steak for main.
Yeah.
No dessert.
Maybe a nice bit of cheesecake.
Oh. I don't think what you're asking for is that expensive.
I think I could whip you that up. So the
cheesecake, yeah.
Not with your steaks.
I cook a mean steak.
Don't trust
Scream
you.
Lovely steak. Could you?
Right, what are we all going to pay for? All right, then what if it's cooked by Gordon Ramsay?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, 200 quid
ahead, yeah.
What are you doing?
5-star
Michelin. 4 grand.
Wow.
4 grand?
Yeah.
And what do you want from that?
Just, in my head, 4 grand... And in the scenario I've got, it's like bread.
Do you owe the chef?
You're just having bread.
It's just a tax write-off.
Just bread. I mean, I've been a part of a horrific accident at sea.
Wow.
I've washed up on a desert island.
Nice.
And this one guy there that's got a load of fucking bread. And he goes, I'll give this to you for $4,000. And what a situation. I'm going to say yes. I'll give him anything.
Surely for your money to have survived the sea, it must be all be coins.
Literally just bags of coins.
You didn't drown from the weight of 4,000 coins.
Excellent swimmer.
No, no, because I was in a little...
No calling the gym shark for nothing.
The one life raft I used for me and my bags of coins.
Nice. Never know what catching I can pick up, Rollins.
Help me up.
I'll shoot you a bit of garlic on for six. Oh, you bastard. Hang on.
Deleted the takeaway apps. I was getting quite addicted to them. I'd be on Just Eat menus whilst on the loo.
I got on TikTok, so that's not too bad. But do you know what? Now, if I need a shit, I'll go, where's my phone?
I know what you mean.
I check my phone before I check if there's toilet roll.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
was. You think?
Toilet roll's my...
the Chinese kids with him.
Don't say kid.
What? Rubik's Cube guy.
Oh, right. You've
got to be a kid, though, haven't you? If you're an adult doing 7,000 in a day, your partner's like, what the fuck have you done all day? Never mind that. The maiden needs filling.
Do you reckon he's got hench fingers?
Well, I think you'd be good at fingering.
You're obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed.
That's
asking.
How they do it, isn't it? It's like that.
I'm picturing like a really weedy guy, but with like Andre the Giant hands.
King Charles's fingers.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, but you do that 7,000 times.
That's what we'll put out of context. You feeling lucky, Bunk?
You should be.
It's me, Dirty Cammy.
It sounds like one of the girls from Babe Station.
Dirty Cammy.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
See, Jimmy G. I'm
so good at this.
It is time for you to detect.
Yep.
Ask me no question, I'll tell you no lie.
What's your tale, boy?
I made the kids... No, not the kids, the other workers at work get litty. Not kids, though.
Litty committee.
Litty, I love that. I'd love to be a part of that.
What's your tale?
I'm a fraud?
Ooh. Oh, nailed on. Go on then, Joe.
I was once in a boy group called Joe.
A boy grape.
Fuck.
Boys, grapes.
A boy grape, was it?
You told me you were a girl grape.
Shit. I was once in
a boy...
I found
this Rubik's Cube kid and I groped him.
I once groped a boy.
I was once in a boy group called Joe and Jamie. We were great.
And we groped each other.
Hold on, that we were great could really become a lie.
Tell us what Jamie's up to now.
Jamie is some sort of financial advisor in London. He's got a good moustache. And he had quite a lot of brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't make it to the band.
They didn't. Fuck that. It was a two-piece.
Was he a bit of a loner?
No, well, you were. Toupee.
And... And he was just a good mate. He could sing and play the guitar, and I could just sing.
How good of a mate was he?
Enough to grope each other. We were about 13, but we fell apart about 15, 16. That's when the band...
Came unstuck, we just...
That's where the band really fell through.
Did you come apart at an age of sexual awakening?
I don't think there's anything sexual there, although we did record one of our demo singles in his bedroom.
Nice. Oh, yeah. What was it called? What was the song?
I think it was...
I wanna fuck you. Jamie.
Don't tell anyone about this.
I think it was called Closer.
Nice.
Yeah, Closer.
Closer, nice. Very nice.
It's quite good, actually.
Magazine.
How'd it go?
A woman's gossip magazine.
Yeah, and I can't sing it now. Maybe I can...
Come on.
No.
Is it just you going, Closer, Closer? Closer, Jamie?
Move on and then come back to me about how
good it
goes.
Pucker him up.
I'm closer to coming. TikTok.
He was ahead of his time.
Closer, bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah.
That how it went?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, go on. So I'll only buy this story if you tell me how the song goes.
Carry on and I'll come
on. No, I want to know how the
song... Bringing me closer, bringing me softly.
You were playing the table,
harder.
Bringing me softly closer.
So two teenage boys are singing this to each other in a
bedroom. No, we're looking out to the crowd.
There's no crowd.
Well, there was when we...
Worried parents.
No,
our boys locked up in there.
Our biggest moment was headlining the end of year assembly.
That's a big deal.
Minimum 400 people in there.
And you were singing closer.
No, we had to do a hymn.
What was the hymn?
And you will raise me up on eagle's wings. And then Jamie says, so,
are all years in this end of year assembly?
Yeah.
So Tom would have seen this.
No. I was Tom was well older than me. I was year 7, he was year 11.
Yeah, so he would have seen it if all years are in there.
No, because he's done. He's gone. Oh, okay. Bye-bye. We got together.
His brother would have seen it.
His brother would have loved it. Andrew Cooney loved it. Right. One of our biggest fans.
All right, go on then. How do you get all these...
Proper litty. We do a cocktail called a zombie. Yep. Classic cocktail. It's known around the city.
Your one particular?
No, just a cocktail. Oh. Like the porn star martini, everyone knows it. But the zombie, you...
Mojo.
Hollow out a passion fruit and put it on the top and you fill it with Ray Nephews. No. You know what the best thing about Ray Nephews is? It's overproofed. What does that mean? It means you can be set on fire. I had to make 4 of these bloody things, yeah? For these fucking Americans.
Oh, the Americans are back at it, wow.
I only bloody spill one of them.
What, and the fire goes everywhere?
Is it on the tray? Not a big fire, just a little fire.
Little fire, fireman's
on. Tiny little fire. Mm. But somebody else was holding it.
Shit.
Yeah.
So what did they do?
They went, oh, fucking hell. It happens.
It happens.
The only way you don't get tipped.
Yeah, no one needed to get fucking
I didn't get tipped. The bloody zombie did.
Move on.
Yeah.
kind of almost worth it just for that.
Yeah.
Go on then, Steve. What's your little cheeky tale?
I was walking back to the vehicle the other day and I said, hey, is that a bump? It was a bump. My car had been bumped.
Oh my God.
So then I asked for the CCTV at the car park where it was most likely hit. And they said, you need the police or your insurance to access the CCTV. So I go on to my insurance. I type it in, about to make a claim. And it comes up with a load of amber signs saying, as in like, exclamation marks, saying about incidences of speeding fines. And a parking fine. And I'm looking at these going, hang on, I don't really drive it. Is this Zoe doing it? Look at the locations. We're talking Birmingham. We ain't been in Birmingham.
What?
She went to Alton Towers, but you don't go through Birmingham.
No, it's past that, isn't it? Birmingham. It was like Birmingham. Stoke, then Birmingham.
Thank you for corroborating my story, sir.
Yeah, it's past that. I know my way up to that neck of the woods.
Stafford.
So it turns out there is somebody in Birmingham who has been using my licence plate.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm done for it. And I think it might be one of the Peaky Blinders. No, I don't.
God, it must be.
And in other news, still haven't got the CCTV of my car getting walloped.
Well, I hope that's not true, because that's a tragic fate to befall a man.
It is, that's awful.
It's a shame.
What have you been told that you can do about this?
About what?
About the whole cloned plates issue. Have the police now been informed and they know?
Yeah, but they know it's not my car doing it because I haven't been in Birmingham.
Why do you reckon they've targeted your licence plate?
You can just enter onto a database.
Do you reckon it's Steetards, maybe?
Ooh.
No, it's good.
Because I've been selling licence plate merch.
I don't think crime... crime masterminds are going, yeah, we'll get him.
Steetards.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Really good. Well, apparently two of them aren't.
Wait, how many Steetards are there?
At least 4.
That's a good ratio of 2 out of 1 million are a bit wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
That's good.
Good ratio, though.
Only takes 1 grain of salt to spoil the batter, mate.
Yeah, my granny only got a card, Rob. They spent all of, like, loads of money on contactless. Let's tie that in it.
How long ago was this zombie
thing? Oh, we're still going on about this.
This is going to be my last question. How long ago was the zombie thing?
Oh, like the other day, like a week or two ago.
Week or two ago. And does this thing happen a lot?
Not a lot, but it has happened.
Wow.
Like it's bartenders. People are making these drinks and then going, whoa, like a Mr. Bean. They're Mr. making Bean them and then walking over like the guy from Blackadder.
And if this has happened so much, then why don't they just say, you know what, let's set fire to him at the table?
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen a lot.
You can't set fire to him at the table.
Of course you can.
No, you'd have to take the Bunsen burner with you.
You got a Bunsen burner?
We've got a fucking blowtorch.
Well, there's a difference between that and a Bunsen burner.
Nah, mate. Is there?
Yeah. Isn't a Bunsen burner like what you use in school?
Yeah. We've got pipes and we've got flames.
Well, I'm torn between these two for some reason. I don't think juice is true. So
that's a fucking joke.
Hey, mouth.
Cheeky, that, isn't it?
I don't think you'd have had any time to sing because you'd have been too close. But, is it not a legal complication for you to tell us if this was true?
I don't think so. First of all, if it is, it can be edited out. Secondly,
it's not illegal.
I've not done anything wrong. And if my car's been bumped, the CCTV that shows it.
Right, I think Steve's telling the truth because he got defensive when I asked that question and that was my trick. So I think you two are telling fibs and Steve's telling the truth. I thought I was pulling a clever trick on you then, and you out tricked me with your acting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage to headline the 2009 year-end assembly. It's Joe and Jamie.
How much did she pay for that thatch?
Let's move on to Maxi's Taxis.
Maxi's Taxis.
Oh, God, I forgot about this.
Maxi's Taxis.
Because book and minutes. Oh, minute. And if him or the person on the phone says it, he has to do it. Okay.
Max, come on in.
Max.
I cannot hack this, B.
Hello, Britannia.
Hello, is this Britannia? Hello, mate. I need to get taxi to Museum of Glass. Is that the one? The it's got the big glass. See, it's got the word glass on the front.
Just give me 1 second.
All right, one. Sorry.
Yeah, and where are you going to?
Do you know Museum of Wax? Is it? There's another museum somewhere in the city, I believe.
Just give me 1 second. I'll find out the address of it.
Thank you. 1 second. One. always good to have a laugh. Lot of glass around here. Some could say too much. You have a look. I've been looking all day at this glass. I saw a red one.
Yeah, I literally can't find anything about a wax museum in St. Helens.
Have you got any other museum? Because it's me and my wife, Deirdre. We're doing museum looks at St. Helens because we came down from holiday. Just got back from Qatar. I've got a new idea. Go on.
Yeah, cash your card.
Cash your card from Qatar. Oh, no.
Okay. Well done.
Fucking hell.
Max.
Do you remember that one you wrote about the fucking windmill?
Can I do another one? Or?
No.
Yes. Yeah,
no, I can't hack it.
Yeah, come on.
I can't hack it.
Well done, Max. Beautiful.
What about horrible they
are? I'm going to leave. Oh, the smell of Joe.
Oh, no. My ass.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello, mate. You're right.
Sorry. DL. I'm my feet.
You got big feet?
What them feet do?
Bad. Too many questions for one little boy.
You know what they say about boys? Well, not boys, men, people.
I don't know how old you are. How old are you?
The most important
Don't ask an old cat like me a question like that off the bat. Thirsty boy.
Yeah, I am, to be fair.
The most important question, I suppose, is what's your name, sir?
My name is Giles Crutch.
Sorry?
Giles?
Giles Crutch. No need to be sorry.
Giles Crutch.
Crutch?
Is that a family name?
The surname is, yes, Crutch.
Crutch,
what do they call them? Crutch.
What are the ladies' names?
What?
The lady's called Crotch as well. You said the sir's name.
I said the surname. There was no plural.
What are you up to today, Charles Crotch?
Giles Crotch. What's your name?
Joe.
Mind if I call you Pudding Boy? Yes. I misheard you.
Pudding Boy.
Are you saying crotch as in like penal area? Or crotch as in the things that my dad uses?
As in the crotches. The great business people.
So what business are they in?
I'm in the pouffet business.
Pouffets?
The poofs, yes.
What's one? Oh, the poofs. Selling the furniture piece.
Yes.
Oh, he's crotch.
Hey. Right. Okay, so what brings you here then?
Well, I've had to pack up and leave.
Oh, leave where? The poof factory.
Qatar.
Oh, no, why?
Why is you
sold all your poofs?
Why is...
Well, I've been trying my darndest. I've heard there's a lot of money over there.
Yeah.
So I left Brussels and it's straight to Qatar to get my business up and running for the World Cup.
Are you from Brussels?
No.
Say it doesn't sound very
poof factories in Brussels, I guess.
Yes. You know a lot.
So how did you try and sell... Yes, please. How did you find it trying to sell your poofs?
Oh, terrible. Absolutely ghastly. I was in the Qatar shopping centre, some moron blaring out Rita Ora for 8 hours. And I'm there with my great sign.
Kind of mean you just do Katy Perry.
Poofs available. Yeah, yeah. Poofs available, I shout. Oh, I was hounded out of that place.
Really?
As quick as can be. I thought, look at all these men running over, hankering to put their feet up of a night time. But no, they wanted me out of there.
Oh, my
really? That's outrageous. Me.
And did they put you in the first flight back?
I was kicked out of there. They threw me into the sea with a load of poops.
What? The furniture?
Yes! My livestock, if you will.
Oh, dear, so what happened? Did they all sunk?
They are all soggy. Oh. I'm just lying around soggy with poofs. A bunch of soggy poofs, yes.
Oh, God.
Can you dry them off? Blow dry them?
I won't be blowing on my poofs, no, sir.
Don't blow on your poofs.
When I look at them, I just see them sopping wet, and I think, oh, memories of what could have been.
You want them to be dry and hard.
Dry, hard, sturdy poofs. That's what I've been known for.
Sure, but
us crotches are known for good poofs.
Do you think about making any water-resistant poofs for the future?
Fuck you, pudding boy.
Hey!
So what's your plan? Are you going to try and break the Qatari market? Or are you going to
I just want to break them.
This?
Full stop.
Yeah.
You mess with the crotches, Qatari? Is that what you want to do? Mess with us crotches?
Having met you now, Giles, I can see the crotches are a stiff people.
We
and
are.
There's nothing no. worse than a stiff crotch.
Don't trifle with my crotch, said my father.
So this is the start of like a war between the crotches and the Qatarians.
Absolutely. A war they shall lose.
And yeah, of course.
The crotches are people of means.
We have hundreds, nay, thousands of soggy poofs ready to be thrown at them like a missile. Take that. Poof after poof.
Take that, everyone.
How heavy is one poof to throw?
Oh, well, now it's soaked up all that seawater and it's quite hefty.
You come with semen then.
We need semen to fetch up
to pick them up, yeah.
Yes. You ever had trifle with a crotch?
You know what? If I was offered the chance, I wouldn't turn it down.
What? You don't trifle with us, sir.
Oh, I thought you meant the dessert trifle.
Eating off a crotch?
No, with a crotch.
Pudding boy by name. Pudding boy by nature.
I love
pudding. Stop thinking about the trifle dessert, will you? Anyway, I'm looking for some strong men to help me take on Qatar. I'm looking at three behemoths here.
Oh, that's nice.
Jesus. Wow.
I'm afraid of microphones for once.
There are no microphones where we're going. We're in a plane throwing poofs down at Qatar.
Oh, right, okay. What if they land on the wrong people?
We don't care at this
point.
Doesn't
matter. Yeah.
You trifle with a crotch, you get bombarded. With poofs.
Oh, why did you just land in the desert?
Well, that's bad aim, boys.
There's also bad
camels in there.
You're not the kind of guy I'm looking for here.
What's the pilot there for? You'd go for the main city.
Exactly.
You'd go over the desert.
I'm heading straight for the shopping centre.
Just the shopping centre?
Mainly.
Right.
And their homes.
Already be there, mate.
And the nurseries of where their children go.
He can meet us there.
I'll meet you there. I'll play the tunes.
What?
I'll play the tunes.
What tunes?
But you'll be on the ground floor. You'll be the one that's getting hit.
Bang Bang by Nicki Minaj.
Your head would be getting battered by them.
He will be
mocking me.
Get out of here. More useful in the shopping centre because he can make sure all the targets flee outside.
Could you not lift up a few poofs and help us
out?
I
could throw a poof or two.
Looks like we have one seat taken. We've got a lot of poofs to sit as well. It's not really a matter of issue. Well, I see you there, boys.
Yeah.
What about you, sir?
Me, you know me, I'm always...
He's poof general.
Really?
Yeah, PG, that's what they call me.
The amount of, poofs I've seen this guy tossing, you need him.
That sounds like a treat and a half.
Yeah, I've got two hands, you know, more than happy to...
Big mouth.
Bad.
What was that? Do that again, sorry. Do that again, what?
You're not on a hot plane.
I don't want to be handling...
Sorry, the crotches do not want your tongue waving around willy-nilly.
We all play it so straight until you got too overexcited.
Look here, boy. You're going nowhere near the crotches cockpit.
Shit.
Yeah, tongue wagging.
I'm worried.
Forget it.
Yeah. I don't even like poofs. I'm a beanbag man.
It was an innuendo, and it was all fine.
What was an innuendo of?
You're all right, mate.
All right. I don't even know.
Free holiday ticket to Harrogate.
No, my dad was after a poof for Christmas. So
really?
He's been messaging me a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, it's now time for Joe's Woes.
Yes, please.
It's war time.
Joe's Woes.
Everybody loves Joe's Woes.
Wow. Okay, sparkling water. What the fuck is that about? And if you like sparkling water over still, you're part of my big woe.
Grow up. I don't like sparkling water.
I hate it.
Do without it.
But also, there's a lot of differences in other waters. You got soda, you got tonic.
Don't like tonic.
That's really it.
No, I don't like
tonic. I like soda, though. I'll give you that.
Hate soda. I think
why
soda
is sparkling water called sparkling water when it doesn't necessarily sparkle?
If you hit it in the right light, the water, the bubbles pop in. It's like sparkling.
It sort of makes a noise as well.
Yeah. If you were in this restaurant that Steve mentioned before, if you were given a water option, what would you go for? Tap still?
Fucking hell. Depends on paying $4,000 or not for my meal. If I'm only getting a bit of bread. I'll have a bit of decent fucking water with it, to be fair.
I want still water. And I think there's a bit of pretentiousness about sparkling when people go, oh, yeah. Who orders sparkling water?
Next up on my list was, and I don't mean this in general, I mean, sometimes traffic lights just aren't on your side.
Yeah.
And that is a woe. Sometimes you'll catch a red, and then that's all you're going to see. And then it flickers. And do you know what? I've actually been done. I got my first 3 points for running a red light the other day. Because they're against me, Steve. They're against me.
Did you hear anyone?
I think when you're looking out for it, it will happen, you know? Yeah. If you're in a rush,
that's the worst. It's the fucking worst.
Because then it's like, oh, this has really set me back even more. If you leave a couple of minutes earlier, a red light won't affect you too much.
They say you only ever hit red lights when you're in a rush. But that's only because you'll only ever notice them.
That's it.
When you're in a rush.
Especially as a
Ian Rush was on the list, but I'll move on. Cramp. Why don't you know it's coming?
Don't know anything's coming, do you, when it's your body? You don't get like a note in the post saying.
No, sometimes you can feel a headache coming on.
Remember the cramp twins?
Yeah.
Oh, that show would give me a headache. It was shit.
It was awful.
It was so bad.
Animation.
Did you get
really
cramp?
Junky. From watching the cramp twins? Like brain cramp.
It's a 4D experience. BBC.
No, I'm not kidding. That it was a weird show.
Fucking
The way they drew the characters, right? They colour them in and then they put the lines outside of where they coloured them in. So like it was done by a kid and it was really odd.
Trippy.
And one of the brothers was just normal coloured and the other one was blue.
What does normal coloured mean? Ooh.
Just, you know, like a colour you didn't you got with it.
Fucking disgusting behaviour that is.
Fuck off. Boo.
Fucking scoundrel.
Typical England fan.
That's awful, that is. Oh.
This kit changes people.
Yeah, it does, man.
Final one, when you give someone your phone to look at a picture and then they just start scrolling.
Oh.
And it's like, hold on.
Yeah, when you show them one and then they go left
to right. Yeah, then they go left to right. You're going to fucking stop. You're looking at that one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, picture of shit on that. For the doctor.
What's wrong with your bottom?
Was. Back in the day, there was something wrong with my bottom.
Why is it still on your phone then?
I might be showing them a picture. Well, look like I just showed you then. There was a picture of me from ages ago.
So you just keep all these pictures?
So you're saying one of your profile pictures was your poo?
I'm ready for the Russians to hack me. Then they can just see stool pics.
Yeah.
Stool?
Also, if it's 2 or 3 years ago, that'd be a lot of swiping to get to it.
New segment, Reese's Feces. Reese's Feces, and you show us your peanut poo.
Yeah.
The time I pooed myself and left my underpants by the side of the road. Told you that story, didn't I?
What?
And then the builder found my phone next to my underpants.
Oh, yeah, you've told us.
And took pictures of the poo. So there's a picture of poo.
What did the messenger just unsolicited picture without explanation?
So what happened was I went to I was so Russia. Drunk.
What the fuck is this?
I was basically so drunk I had to poo on the side of the road, but then my phone dropped next to the underpants.
Yeah.
I run home naked, well top on, and then I'm had a shower, and then I'm lying in my bed like that, falling asleep.
Whoa, hang on! Do you have any pants?
No, I don't have any pants on.
What a sight that was.
That was a sight. And everyone's, as I was running home, it was like 4 a.m. As I was running home, everyone's security lights were turning on.
Of course, who fucking were.
I was escaping from prison.
Not the only flasher. Yeah.
And then my dad got a call in the morning from my phone.
Your daughter was running home last night.
You got a cracking set on it, to be fair.
I was top on.
Was there a trail? Was there a trail of shit?
Take a picture and I'll laugh. Hey, none of that. Don't take a picture of that. Take a picture of this.
Was there a trail of shit from your underwear to your house?
Oh, fuck you.
A fucking snail. What, like
a really shit version of Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel, that's
what. So hang on, you're not finishing this.
Well, the builders, my dad called me to see how it was. And the builders picked up and said, hello, yeah, we found this phone by the side of the road.
Oh.
And then my dad got my mate Andy to go pick it up. And then when I'm looking at my phone, I'm good. It took me about a couple of days to look at my photo album, and then there is just loads of pictures of my underpants and loads of shit.
That's so bad. You know what the scary thing is as well, is there's probably people have like those Ring doorbells, and they're looking through the footage at night, and they can see your naked body running past.
Swear to God, 10 years time, Craig Charles will be doing a documentary on Bravo about the time that aliens landed. And there'll be footage of the fucking the
streets. The alien roamed the streets as the smell of shit filled the air.
I tell you, Craig, the smell around there, it was disgusting.
It was about 6 years ago. Ring wasn't a thing. Thank God.
Senor Ring.
Now that did exist.
Fucking hell.
It's now time for our next segment.
Cammy Whammy G tells you how it's gonna be.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
No one's ever actually heard that all the way through, because halfway through you just get bored and talk over it. First one. There's a lot, an awful lot of footballers who haven't made the World Cup.
Yeah.
They must be really sad about it. Well, you have to qualify. So there's some really good players.
So if you qualify,
sculptors make the World Cup, mate.
Some great banter there.
There's really good players, right? And they play for like Norway. You probably make the Euros, but we'll make the World Cup because they're really good and other players on the team are really shit. Mm. So they should, because it'll get everyone invested in it, get people to vote. And everyone in the world can vote for a team of players that haven't made the World Cup, and then any decision it makes on the team and shit, the way they line up, what formation they play, whatever else, people vote for that.
It's not a bad idea.
I'd rather see that than Saudi Arabia.
So, but I think Iran, the issue you're going to have there is people are going to troll, and they're going to make fake
accounts. Fuck it, it's fun, isn't it?
You're going to have bloody Rob Green playing...
Rob Green, where the fuck did Rob Green come from?
Centre left wing.
Yeah.
With Sol Campbell in goal.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah, but that's fucking banter. Yeah. That's well funny.
That would be quite funny.
But after the first game, you wouldn't get the highs and lows of true football, would you?
I'd much rather a Legends team than a team of existing players.
Well, yeah, so the Legends can be invited on then. That's a good compromise.
Rob Green, Henri.
Clarence Seedorf. Get him in. Remember when he did soccer
aid?
He's
in great shape.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Shape.
Ronaldo.
I've seen.
Oh, he's in the World Cup, actually, to be fair.
What shape is it?
World is burning.
It is, yeah.
It's your second point.
That's why.
Yeah. This is one of my woes.
The Penguins are being
drafted.
Killed.
Oh, not the Penguins.
Is that a point two?
The Penguins, yeah. The Penguins are all in big trouble.
Fuck them.
Yeah, also.
They ain't got nowhere to live. It's too hot for the Penguins, which is why I say, don't save the Penguins. Shave the Penguins.
Nice.
There we go.
Nice. Net minute. Net minute. Loads more hair to go around.
I bet you look like a penguin when you were running back. Your legs together.
Floppy feet out.
I've never seen an half brown penguin.
Noop, noop.
It's Pungu.
That's not goo.
He's my ping-ing-ing-goo.
It was like Yazoo.
Oh,
oh, strawberry one.
Oh God!
No, chocolate.
Yeah,
vanilla.
Nice. Shave the penguins. Loads of benefits to shaving penguins.
Like what? Name what? One.
See their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Booty.
There you go. Bit of fun.
Yeah.
Save the penguins, though, guys. Final point, please, Cam.
The other day, I was watching the Hunger Games. I think you know politicians. When they make a certain load of money and everyone finds out on the expenses,
yeah,
they're taking the piss, and loads of people are dying because they can't afford to heat or eat the homes. Can't afford to heat the homes.
Eat the homes.
We're all living in gingerbread houses.
They're eating the bricks. They're eating the mortars. Then, if you total it up, politicians claiming those expenses probably could have saved a lot of lives if they weren't all so
100%
horribly greedy and utterly fucking useless. So why don't we make them do the Hunger Games?
Yeah, I back it.
That's
good.
Unfortunately,
the people that are in power to put that to a vote to the public. Then
yeah, so true. We do a vote now, guys. Write in the comments if you want to put your local constituent.
Tag your local MP.
In the interest of regulating my total journalistic impartiality. Cross-party, all MPs are responsible for doing this kind of shit where they take expenses actually the representation of the constituents is terrible. There should be a threshold, and when they reach that certain threshold, it's like, uh-oh, you're going in the fucking jungle, pick up your bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Because you're in big fucking trouble.
Or a spear.
Or your cake batter. Do you know what it is? Recently, Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby did a spin the wheel. One of the things was we pay your
energy bills,
or once pay 5,000. That is like the start of us putting everyone into an arena and saying kill each other.
That is some fucking horrible.
That's
awful.
It's like we've got a long way to go, though, aren't we?
Like you'll get a free holiday to Cancun, or we'll pay your bills, and there's people going pay the fucking bills.
Exactly,
please.
It is fucking horrendous.
Yeah,
Philip, fuck off.
Yeah, Philip.
Tag your local MP.
Philip, tag your local MP.
Your local Cube presenter. It's the final question.
What for us all, I think? Oh, shut up. What for us all?
What for us all, actually?
Is that you? It is me.
What for us all,
actually? Is this BBC radio presenter Joe McGrath?
What for us all?
What does that mean?
One for us all.
Can you tell from
Oh, you're sick.
That's amazing.
You're having a stroke.
One for us all, I
think. Where's one place you want to visit next year?
Your mum's house.
Yeah, to be fair, not seen it for a while.
When was the last time we saw you, fam?
Fucking like 5-6 years ago.
That was cool. I wasn't sure, but then he said fam.
You should see him soon.
Yeah, I will do, mate. Cheers.
One place you'd like to visit is the driving centre, then. Or the test centre.
Yeah.
That means you've got...
I'll get one of those quick fire ones. Quick fire, not cars, but quick fire lessons.
Yeah.
Or the crash courses.
Yeah.
Just think, soon as he learns to drive, though, we won't be able to get him away from that wax museum. Be there all the fucking time.
What about you, Jeff?
Italy. Never really been.
Go visit Tom.
And Ireland as well. I've not been to Ireland in a while. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. That's on our bucket list. Hit over Ireland. Hit Italy.
Nice.
Last couple of years, I've appreciated Italian food a lot more than I did when I was a young
pizza and chips.
Spaghetti bolognese and chips.
Italian chips. Lasagna and chips.
In France, they're called pommes frites.
Very nice.
Hey, what are they called in Italy?
What are they called French fries in France? You sell some culture, mate.
That's a La Domestic fries, actually, over there. So I could see. I'd like to go to Italy at some stage, to some scran. But I hear that Rome's a bit of a
Rome,
I went in September and it was just packed with tourists and people trying to sell you tours of the Vatican.
Naples is kind of dangerous, so yeah.
Oh, our king has arrived.
Annabelle got me this from Amsterdam. Look at it. It's a boob, and then when you squeeze it, it goes.
Oh, that's fucking.
And then if I put it there.
What does it taste like?
Just kind of like plastic.
Taste it.
Ever the food reviewer, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
Can't get this in Naples. Subscribe or what?
It sort of tastes like plastic.
Oh, just kind of tastes like plastic. That'd
be the best for my Katie Price.
Yeah. Tokyo.
Oh. See, the thing about they say about Tokyo is like you have to sit in them. If you want to eat out of a night
I don't
out,
mind sitting down.
You have to sit next to like just random people and strangers and talk to them.
I do it now.
Wagamamas though, isn't it?
And they're not British.
They're not.
Hey, what's going on here?
You have to take your shoes off as well. At some restaurants, take your shoes off at the door.
Look at that if you sit next to me.
Oh yeah, that will
put you off. I'll
have the cheese.
Isn't there like this thing in South Asia, Southeast Asia rather, where people's sweat doesn't smell? There's a thing, I'm not kidding. In like Korea, it's like a biological thing that after years of treating themselves in such a way to stop the smell for years and years, the sweat doesn't smell. It's like a biological thing.
Maybe we could get Tom to go there, sniff some people.
Yeah, sniff some.
Great second channel video.
I reckon just the tour around Asia.
Where do you want to go? Asia.
His bum looks nice.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, I've done my first degree on Asian on Chinese culture, Maoist communist culture. So I got an insight into how all that works.
That was a waste of time. First degree burn.
I'll give you that one. That's very good.
Hey. First degree Chinese burn.
Ow!
Just give him a Chinese burn.
Get out, Jeff.
No,
what
sorry.
The hell? No, get out, man. Get out.
He said China.
That really hurt, man.
Nah, sorry, just like that.
No, that really hurt.
But I was strong like the guy with Rubik's Cube fingers. Okay. No, okay.
Yeah, Jeff.
Go wax your bum now.
No.
Where would you like to go, Stephen, next year?
Ooh. Italy does sound good. Italy does sound, yeah.
Maybe the trending tab on YouTube, sort of, guys.
You'd like a Florence or somewhere, wouldn't you?
I'd like maybe, I hear about Sorrento. Sorrento. Italy. Wherever they grow lemon trees, that sounds nice. Yeah. Maybe that's for when I'm a bit older.
Is that Sicily?
Sicily, sure, yeah. Battery exhausted, did it say?
Right, do you guys want to get around here? Say goodbye, yeah?
Hey, guys. On that note, we're going to have to go. Thank you very much for watching. I've been joined by Max Smith.
Bye, guys. Thank you for watching.
See Jimmy G.
See ya.
Jim McGraw has been kicked out. And me. Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.